fun station, chock full of the music that you grew up with and fun. That's us. Welcome to the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
CBS News Brief. Another sweltering day for a big chunk of the country. Residents in Buffalo, New York are staying cool in the pool.
Really good to have as an option, especially when it's 90 degrees out. You know, it's too hot.
The FDA's given the green light to the first Alzheimer's drug that slows down the disease. Chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says there are some risks.
Serious side effects included bleeding in the brain, usually without symptoms, but something to be carefully monitored. Trials are underway treating patients who have evidence of amyloid on screening blood and brain scans, but no symptoms yet.
Pentagon Press Secretary General Patrick Ryder says the U.S. is sending cluster bombs to Ukraine.
I would note that the Russians have already been employing cluster munitions on the battlefield, many with which include a very high dud rate, reportedly.
They're part of a new $800 million aid package. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music. We'll be right back.
7 CFW.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Well,
1057 CFW.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg zum Horizont. Denkst du vielleicht gerade an mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons, dass sowas von sowas kommt.
CFW.
Thank you. Meteorologist Rodney Price, a quiet and comfortable night outdoors with mostly clear skies and light winds, 52 degrees by daybreak. There will be more clouds all the way Friday. We'll top out near 80. Those clouds will bring shower and thunderstorm chances Friday night and also Saturday. It's 57 at our studios.
CFW.
Push it good. Push it. Push it right.
These are the songs that made radio great.
So great.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
1057 CFW.
Thank you.
As much a part of the valley as Chaos Water Park and the Mabel Tater Center for the Arts, this is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Starts as a sock hop, ends with you trying to figure out who murdered one of the most popular girls in school. Okay, it's not real, but it is a 1950s themed murder mystery dinner and 30th anniversary celebration of the community table. Dinner, dessert, and the mystery starts at 6 p.m. Wednesday, July 12th at the Brewing Project on North Oxford Avenue in Eau Claire. Details and tickets at volume1.org.
Work out bodies weary to stay alive. 1057 CFW.
Egyptian.
Build your summer fun mixtape.
I love it.
Your official summer fun station is 105.7 CFW.
Wise men say only fools rushing, but I ain't here falling in love.
This is 105.7 CFW.
My stride, I'm running and I won't touch ground.
Stop this!
1057 CFW.
Record-setting heat from coast to coast. Jared Bowden is a firefighter in Bangor, Maine.
Make sure you're taking your extra breaks more often than normal because none of us that live in Maine are used to this kind of heat.
The FDA's granted full approval for an Alzheimer's drug for early-stage patients. 79-year-old Susie Mitchell has it.
I want to maintain a good life. I do not wish to be dependent for the rest of my life.
The drug does have some potentially serious side effects, including brain swelling and bleeding. President Biden speaking in South Carolina about the clean energy jobs being created by a new $60 million investment.
Well, that's 1,800 jobs across the country and up 600 permanent jobs right here in South Carolina. All a direct result of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act we wrote and passed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Identify yourself.